Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic is foods that naturally boost our mood and help us feel happier. You know, so we're going to talk about 11 different foods that we can figure out that's going to boost our feelings of joy and creativity and just a nice way to live and relax and be positive. And so let's look at all our foods that's going to boost our moods and help us feel happier, because in the wintertime up here in northern Minnesota, we seem to have get kind of the winter blues, some people call them, or depression. It's a diagnosis that is given to us. So let's look at what can we do about this. I know that this winter, my doctor boosted me with some vitamin D, and it really just shot me right back up to who I am. And who I am personally is a happy person, outgoing, positive, communicative, just social, just out there. And sometimes when you get depressed or when you're feeling down and you're feeling alone or your mood is down, you just don't really feeling like doing the same things. You don't feel like the same person. You don't feel like getting up and going to your office, or you don't feel like getting up and going to work. You don't feel like jumping up and starting your day because you're just feeling really blah inside. So let's take a gander at what we can really do about that, because there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is get your vitamin D levels checked, because that is just amazing to me. Boosted my levels right up. And I know it's kind of my eating deal, because I haven't been eating properly up here in the Northland. I've eaten more of the comfort foods and had a little bit too more of the drinks that we're not really supposed to have, like the teas and waters are really healthy for me. If I go beyond those, I start to get a lot of sugar intake and a lot of caffeine intake, and I start to look like I've been taking in a lot of the toxic deals rather than taking in the nutrients. And so let's get started with stress. If you're not getting enough sleep, you can get really stressed out and feeling down. And if we get a lot of refined sugars and trans fats, and throws our bodies off, and you really feel like you're in a funk. And so let's make some really great choices. And even the smallest choices each day can make real difference in improving your mental and emotional well-being and stabilizing our moods and improving our focus on just life's productive deals that we go through throughout the day. Let's start off with Swiss chard. You know, our leafy green vegetables, it's full of folic acid. And this is really going to boost our moods, just boost our moods right up. And so if you eat a lot of salads, just throw a lot of greeny leafy salads in there and greeny leafy vegetables on your sandwiches, on your hamburgers, on your burgers, on your chicken sandwiches. Go ahead and toss that right into your meals, because that's going to help you boost up your mood. Dark chocolate. You know, I'm always a big chocolate eater, so it's not hard to convince me to take a bite of chocolate. But dark chocolate is just fantastic in a study. It just really boosts your energy and boosts you happier, gets you in a happier mood. And consuming this chocolate high in cocoa increases our levels of calmness and contentedness, and really gives our energy calmness, you know, like that. You feel like you got a lot of energy, but you're nice and relaxed, your brain's relaxed, you're not going on caffeine, you're just going on life. So that dark chocolate is excellent for happy mood booster and just keeping your body real healthy. How about eggs? I am a big egg lover. Eggs. I have some chickens, and so I have some free range chickens, and everybody wants to buy my eggs, and we got to get more chickens to supply all of my friends that want eggs. So we get a lot of eggs from our chickens, and I eat these every day. And if I find myself, if I'm eating eggs or oatmeal and the fiber foods and real nice breakfasts, I don't eat the real heavy breads, you know, I don't put a lot of cheese and I don't drink a lot of the milk, then my levels of energy and my boosted society is just excellent. I get a lot of productivity done and I'm productive. And I'm not even hungry again until later in the afternoon, whereas if I eat, you know, the cold sugar cereals or I eat the bread with more toast than eggs, then I'm really feeling lethargic and low. And if I get the potatoes on the side with the hash browns and the cheese, I'm really feeling lethargic. And so, and you kind of, and that kind of brings you down too. Your mood gets down when you're really lethargic. So eating eggs is essential because it has fatty acids, and the eggs will help your body to naturally produce serotonin. And when you have low serotonin levels, it's linked to the depression and insomnia and fatigue and anxiety. So boost your levels up with some eggs. And you can have hard-boiled eggs, you can have boiled eggs, you know, poached eggs, any kind of eggs you like. I like egg sandwiches, I like egg salad sandwiches, boiled eggs. I love all kinds of eggs. I'm a big egg eater. Love the eggs. How about almonds? Packed full of nutrients, just full of nutrients. Magnesium is essential for your brain health. It also helps with the reduction in depression, and that's what we're talking about today. We just want those foods that boost us up and make us happy and sing us into the day to get our jobs done and get our housework done and get our cooking done with love and joy. And so almonds are excellent for that. And so the more you eat, the better you feel. What about lentils? You know what lentils are? Beans. I love beans, any kind of beans. You just give me any kind of beans. Butter beans, kidney beans, black beans, green beans, wax beans, any kind of beans, string beans. I love beans. And beans are excellent for your mood, very essential for your mood. We recommend about 90% of a recommended daily allowance of folic acid is within a cup of cooked lentils. And so lentils are fabulous. I love lentils. So lentils are excellent for combating depression. And so add some lentils to your cooking. And all these foods that we're talking about, throw these in the wintertime up here, because it's really going to help us boost our moods and help us with those winter blues and help us with that lack of sun that we get up here. And so let's see what else we have. Oh, how about pumpkin seeds? I've never really ate the pumpkin seeds, but I know they're great and we can bake them after we've carved our pumpkins for Halloween. And if we're having a zinc deficiency and that can trigger depression, pumpkin seeds are packed with essential minerals, and this is going to naturally help boost our mood. And so all these foods we've talking about is to boost our mood. So pumpkin seeds are right up there in October. You could actually save a ton of pumpkin seeds, harvest them, bake them, save them throughout the winter, and then just pop those babies in all through the winter. What a wonderful idea. Oatmeal. Love the oatmeal. I talked about how it boosts you and just gives you energy and makes you feel fantastic. It has high levels of magnesium. It helps your brain fight off depression and anxiety. And it's a soluble fiber, so it helps stabilize your blood and sugar levels, avoiding the mood swings. So oatmeal is fabulous, fabulous. Just put that in. Even, you know, you eat a little oatmeal in the morning with whatever else you want to eat. Just add a cup of oatmeal to the rest of your breakfast, and that's really going to help us out. Honey has a calming effect, and it's a natural sweetener. And so just pop a spoonful of honey in your mouth, and you have excellent positive nature's energy right there at your fingertips. Flaxseed oil is excellent. It has omega-3 in it, so if we're deficient on that, it can cause bad moods. And it has essential fatty acids, and so that's going to help improve our moods as well. And water, just plain water, is just excellent for us. It hydrates our skin and hydrates our organs and just helps us get through the day with a little bit of fresher start and spilling out the toxins, and helps us feel mentally stronger. So make sure you get enough. And the last thing is asparagus. If you feel like you're a little moody, throw some asparagus on your plate and dish that up. So those are 11 foods that we can eat during the winter or during the summer. Whenever you're just feeling a little moody, go ahead and pop these 11 foods into your diet and enjoy. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time. Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.